Good evening, and thank you for staying this late hour. Sounds like it was a very long day for you. I do appreciate all of your attention to this matter today. It looks like you're actively engaged in absorbing information and asking questions, so I appreciate it. Brian Tilton, B-R-I-A-N, Tilton, T-I-L-T-O-N, and I live in Hooksett. One of the first speakers tonight was my state senator, David Booten, from my town. And I just want to point out that no town in his district, in our district, would be directly impacted by Northern Pass. No towers would be in any of the towns that he represents. And certainly, there would be none of that revenue to the towns coming to my town of Hooksett. Also want to point out that Mike Skelton, who spoke earlier, head of the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, what he did not disclose to you is that he was a paid spokesman for Northern Pass prior to his position at the Manchester Chamber of Commerce. The question has come up many times about widening the right-of-way in the way the question was presented, the way it was answered. It's very important to understand two distinctions on the right-of-way. There's a legal widening of the right-of-way, meaning you expand the boundaries that are contained in the property deeds on those easements, or you have the appearance of the widening, which is clearing the trees within the boundary of the right-of-way. To many people that are going to be directly impacted, those who are abutters to this property, they're going to see those trees cleared out right to the property line. So while the applicant may say, we're not widening the right-of-way, that may be legally and technically correct, but the visual impact would be that right-of-way is being cleared from end to end. And you've probably heard, you heard from one person tonight and at other hearings, where people are going to see that tree buffer disappear that currently exists. I'm still outraged at the London Economic Study being kept from the public. I don't know how you, as a committee, can really understand and grasp what may be in that study that you're able to see, but we, the people, are not able to see. So you will not be able to hear any opposing viewpoints or any other critical analysis of it. I think that part is wrong, and I think that study needs to either be released to the public or you dismiss it, because no one, and I believe Peter Roth even testified that he's not able to see it. Well, not testified, but written in an earlier objection to the application being incomplete. I've heard a lot of the people here that are speaking for Northern Pass try to say that there's great environmental benefits. Very important to note that not one single organization, environmental organization, supports Northern Pass. Not one. And as far as energy prices, you want to talk about lowering energy prices? Look what the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is doing right now in investigating Eversource for having the highest transmission rates in the country, higher than anybody else. And that is what is driving up our cost of power. I just saved more than 5% that these people are trying to say by trashing our state. I saved 11% just by switching to a competitive supplier for the electricity portion of this. And one last point on tourism. To the expert of Northern Pass, I was wearing this shirt, which I hope I never have to wear again. I would be glad not to have to put this on anymore. I talked to some people years ago at Polar Caves Park with my children, and I was wearing this shirt that day. And I had some people ask me, what is this Northern Pass? I see the signs everywhere. I said, well, this is, to build these towers, and I gave them a quick 30-second rundown. And they said, I came here from Brooklyn to visit. I will never be back if those towers go up. So there's your tourism study right there. Thank you very much for your time.